Earlier this week, Senate Republican leadership introduced a wide-ranging package of bills developed to further respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. This package includes an agriculture-specific provision that would provide $20 billion in additional funding to the Secretary of Agriculture. This funding can be used to provide support to producers and growers of all commodities, and it also gives the Secretary the discretion to provide assistance to agricultural processors that have also been impacted by the pandemic. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to share the Council's interpretation of the legislative language and what it could mean for the U.S. cotton industry.
National Cotton Council reading of this language is that that could certainly include textile mills or manufacturers, as well as other end users or ag processors. However, it does not encompass or thing to authorize support for merchandisers, which is the other part of the National Cotton Council's comprehensive set of recommendations that we think is needed in this next COVID package.
The measure also includes support for small businesses.
The bills also cover support for small businesses through an expanded and increased funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as some other lending programs. And it also includes various tax credits, tax provisions for businesses, including legislation by Senator Graham that would try to help reshore and rebuild the U.S. domestic supply chain for the production of PPE and other critical healthcare products, including a number of textile provisions.
At this point, negotiations have begun between Senate Republicans, House Republican leadership, Democratic leadership in the House and Senate, and the White House.
These negotiations are expected to continue for at least the next 2 weeks to try to arrive at a final bipartisan package that can be approved by the House and Senate and sent to the President as soon as possible. National Cotton Council is continuing to work with our allies and advocates in Congress to try to broaden the language for agriculture, to try to make sure that we can work with USDA going forward to get support for all segments of the cotton industry that are in need, producers, merchandisers, and our textile manufacturers.